Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hey, guys. It is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun, too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man.
He's colossal. Stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you as a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is El Signal Storm Podcast.
Kind of a busy weekend as the Iranians, the Islamic State of Iran, decides it would attack the Jewish state of Israel directly. First time in history this has been done. Usually they do their dirty work through proxies, but they have openly attacked Israel. Now, I'm wondering just how much of this was to save face for the Iranian mullahs, because I got to be honest with you, kids, the attack was not successful. The majority of these drones and missiles that were fired were intercepted by the Iron Dome, by U.S. aircraft, by Jordanian aircraft, by Alliance aircraft. And it was there were multiple well-telegraphed attacks. Now, this was done in response after Israel took out an Iranian military facility that was disguised as an embassy in Syria. And the Iranians were boxed in. They had to do something. They had to respond. But usually, again, as I stated, they use proxy groups to do it, not directly. And so I'm wondering how much of the dialogue was going on behind the scenes between the pro-Iranian Biden regime, the Obama-Biden regime, and the Iranians and Israel. How much of this was choreographed so everybody could save face, so that the Obama-Biden regime could continue to send billions of our taxpayer dollars to the Islamic State, and we could continue to fund Israel and their defense? And how much of this was just done for face-saving prospects? I don't know. I really don't know. But I can tell you what has come about is those who believe that there is actually a struggle going on here between civilizations, between good and evil, some would say. Alan Dershowitz is one of those individuals. He's, of course, a Democrat. He's, of course, a Jew. And on the night that the missiles and drones were being fired, Professor Dershowitz jumped on Newsmax and made the following pitch. He wanted to use this open and brazen attack directly from Iran at Israel as the jumping off point for the world to unite and remove the Ayatollah Khomeini and his mullah cabal from power in Iran. By the way, it bears pointing out that the mullahs and the Ayatollah are universally despised and hated by the Iranian people because they're dictators. They're slavers. So, yeah, that they're not really popular in Iran. But Mr. Dershowitz made this proposal And I'm afraid it's falling on deaf ears as far as the Biden regime is concerned. But hear him out anyway.
This
listen.
This is a real opportunity. This is an opportunity to end the violence in the Middle East. All we need is for the United States and Israel to get together and help bring about regime change. Topple the Ayatollahs. The vast majority of Iranians would support us. The vast majority of Arab countries in the region would support us. Iran has declared war on Israel, technically and in every sense of the word. And Israel, with the help of the United States, can now topple the Iranian regime. They can now help to destroy the Iranian nuclear arsenal. This is an opportunity that cannot be wasted.
Okay. Now, many of you who have been paying attention will go, yeah, this sounds great under the old Democrat Party. What, the Democrat Party that didn't hate Jews, that wasn't the home of anti-Semitism in the United States. The new Democrat Party, the Democrat Party that is run by the squad and the Jew haters and their constituency in Minnesota and Michigan and elsewhere. Yeah, this new Democrat Party, do you think they'd be on board with this? No. As a matter of fact, Joe Biden and his regime, just like Barack Hussein Obama and his regime, have been the number one funders for the Islamic State of Iran, sending billions and billions and billions of dollars to fund the number one state sponsor of terrorism on the planet.
Cannot be missed. And the world will thank the United States and Israel. The Arab world will. The Saudis will. If we can use this as an opportunity to topple the regime, the Iranian people will. And remember, that would end Hezbollah, Hamas, the Houthis. It would bring about peace in the Middle East. It is the biggest opportunity we've had in years to end the conflict.
Yes, and it won't happen. Because as stated, you need a Democrat party that is for peace in the Middle East. A Democrat party that is for supporting those who share our Western values. Well, at least conservatives and Republican Western values and the vast majority of independents. The Democrats no longer support Western values. They have now joined the jihadis on their quest to rip down the world structure, the Western world structure that has been responsible for, well, the easing of so much suffering in our imperfect world. The reason why this won't happen, folks, the Democrat regime in America joining the Jews to defeat Iran, is that nobody's heart is in it on the Democrats' side of the ledger. We get to the show behind the show with our buddy Sean Chastain next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Is Bidenomics really screwing up your world? Let American Medical Plans relieve one burden, health insurance. American Medical Plans specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays and no deductibles. You choose your doctors, you choose your hospitals. These plans have nothing to do with your income and are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If Obamacare has you paying out the nose, call American Medical Plans. Don't let these Marxists destroy one-sixth of the U.S. economy and your access to health care without a fight. You deserve better. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Have you been growing frustrated that all your favorite stuff's getting canceled out there by the woke crowd? When Fox News, in deference to leftists, got rid of Tucker Carlson, didn't you say to yourself, nobody asked me? Folks, you have power to stop that. Stop funding woke companies. Support those who stand for America, your rights, and your values. Go with Patriot Mobile. I know what you're saying. How is Patriot Mobile going to help me fight back? Well, not only do they have an industry-leading coverage guarantee, they're also America's only Christian conservative cell phone provider. And then there's this. When you make the switch to Patriot Mobile by going to patriotmobile.com/storm, patriotmobile.com/storm, you support me. You keep my voice independent, making sure the woke crowd can't touch me. So if you prize your values, if you like good value, and you want to keep your liberty-loving Latino conservative, strong, and unafraid, go to patriotmobile.com/storm. Use my promo code STORM, get free activation. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Take a stand against the woke at patriotmobile.com/storm.
Why get your news from people who don't share your values? Get news stories from Texas Scorecard. We provide real news for real Texans. Did you know you can watch Texas Scorecard on your TV? If you have a Roku or Apple TV device, download the free Texas Scorecard app. There you can find all the great Texas Scorecard video content, like daily headlines, The Luke Macias Show, Heads Up, and Scorecard documentaries. Download the Texas Scorecard app for free on Roku or Apple TV.
Time for the show behind the show, and our buddy Sean Chastain joins us once again. My man, what's up?
What's up, friend? How's it going?
It's all right. You know what? I was driving by a gas station just yesterday, seeing $2.99, and damned if I didn't go, oh, maybe it's coming back down a little bit. I'm like, I thought to myself, what are you, out of your mind? I mean, it's $3 a gallon, and I'm whew, you know?
Dude, Monday I paid $3.49.
Holy moly.
$3.49.
Wow.
I know, man. It's killing me. It really is. And then I just spent $100 at Walmart this morning, picked up a grocery order, and it sure didn't seem like $100 worth of stuff, I'll tell you that.
Dude, I got to tell you, it's all in your imagination. Joe Biden and the Democrats say the economy's doing great. You're doing fantastically. It's all in your imagination. None of it's real. Just, you know what? If you're in the dumpster, don't worry. All your countrymen, everybody else is doing great. It's just you, Sean.
Yeah.
If you don't laugh, you're going to cry.
Yeah, I guess so. I know, man. Anyway, it's all just killing me and killing everybody else, too. But
sure.
Hopefully it won't last forever.
What else going on in your world, dude?
Birthday week.
Dude, you're turning...
It was.
Oh, it was?
No, I turned 59 Wednesday.
59? Yeah. Wow.
I know. F me, man. That sounds just old. That's it.
Well, just shy of 60 next year. The big 6-0, man. That's...
Yep. So...
That's living. You've done some living, buddy.
Yeah. I look at peers and go, where did I go wrong? But then I look at other peers and go, I guess I'm doing all right.
Guess I'm doing all right. Yeah, I know. It all depends on... who you're doing the comparative analysis with, you know what I mean?
Well, and then I've always considered it that I was true to the art of radio because it meant that much to me. I was willing to make the sacrifices of not moving up the chain, not making a ton of money because I believed in it and loved it so much, you know. Mm-hmm. That's changed a little bit.
not
quite as enthralled with my choices as I once was, as I wanted to be since I was 9 years old. But well,
dude, at least radio's not fun anymore. Radio's not fun.
That's the thing, man. It's just not. And I've always thought that radio should be entertaining, and for the majority of my career, it was. And anymore. But and you know, now that I'm one of those sets of taillights stuck in a sea of taillights on the way to work.
Yep.
It means that much more to me that it is entertaining, and so you know, to listen to my own station and not enjoy it, or you know, have to listen to other stations, or just say screw it and. You know, download a podcast or something.
Well, see, podcasting is where podcasting is where it's at, dude. That's where all the creativity and all the energy is. And do you know why? Because I know exactly why. It's because corporatism. It's the last bastion of where you can still have fun. And even there, like if you wanted to listen, if we wanted to listen to a good tune here on the podcast, can't do it. You know, can't do it because it's copyright. You can't even do something. Folks, there's something called fair use, right? And on commercial terrestrial radio, you can use about 30 seconds of a song and you can discuss it and you can say, hey, this is pretty good. This is, or you can use
all the song if you want, if you pay the rights for it.
If you pay the rights for it. But again, you can sample it and not pay the rights and just, it's called fair use, and you can use it as a music bed and you can mention the artist and promote the song if you wanted to, and it's all built into existing law. None of that covers podcasting. So if you put copyrighted music onto podcasts. Nowadays, the corporate world is coming after you.
You and I have had this battle before. Artists need to get paid, dude. So
no, I get it.
I don't have a problem with that. They're copyrighted material. If you don't want to pay the fee, then don't use it.
But hold on. Let me see the alternative of that. When you play that song or that music, it's free promotion. They don't have to pay for the space on your podcast or, in this case, on terrestrial radio. It's free advertisement for their... I can't tell you how many times... Dude, I can't tell you how many times people call up, hey, that song, especially our theme song for the radio show. Where did I hear that? And you know, you tell them the artist, you tell them the name of the song, and they go out and buy it. It's free. It all comes out.
Oh, okay.
It's promotion.
I would say go try to be an artist and see how that works out for you.
Well,
I think you're better off getting paid, and they deserve it. So
I don't disagree with that. But again, to say there's no value in having somebody in terrestrial radio
having
or in the podcast.
Somebody steal your music, yeah.
It's not stealing, dude. You're not saying, yes, this is my music. You're just playing it as a music bid. And uh-huh. I can't tell you how many times uh-huh. I've heard on terrestrial radio a music bid, and I want to go out and buy the music and download it to my iPod and then pay good money. I mean, that happens to me all the time.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm out at a restaurant and I hear a music in the background, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go out and I want to go out and buy it. So that's that you can't underestimate the contribution that radio/other media gives in free advertising to these cats who are putting out there.
If you're hearing a whole song on radio, they've paid big money to play that song.
Yeah.
So the artists are getting paid.
Right.
And you like that song, now you're going to go buy it. So everybody wins.
All right. Well, again, you and I have talked about this at length before. And I, like I said, to me, and I, you know what, and I'm glad you brought this up because I reached out to an old friend of mine from the San Diego days. And we worked in the same market at the same time. He was way more successful than I was. Big morning show out there. And I wanted to get him on because he's a very funny guy. I wanted to get him on the Newsmax show and just wanted to see what he was doing. He's retired, but he was one of the premier morning shows out there. And I was reminded of, you know, 20 years of just fun radio from these guys. Yeah. And you can't find that anymore. Right?
It's tough, man. Yeah, it's tough.
Why do you think it is?
You know, the corporate thing is certainly probably the cause of it. I think that radio kind of got a bad rap as far as the young people. It's when I was growing up, radio meant everything to me. I loved radio, and I still am so romantic about what radio means to people as far as just, you know, that's your friend when you're driving. That's your friend if you're a shut-in, you know. That's your link to the world. And I think that younger people just don't look at it like that anymore. And because so many stations are exactly the same, they're all owned by, what, you know, 8 companies or something like that. And I don't know. I just don't think radio has been is as romantic as it was when I was growing up. And a lot of that's because you have all the other different medias, you know, you have CDs, you have, you know, you did back then. Now you've got all the digital stuff, and now you've got all these podcasts, and now you've got all these other ways to get your, to be creative and then to listen to creative people. So I don't know. I just think, and you know, with all the electronics in the cars too, it's a lot easier just to plug your Apple CarPlay in than it is to find a radio station that you like. I think radio still has its place.
Right.
I mean,
well, let me add to something.
You're
going to
be
say.
Listening to a podcast and have a tornado bearing down on you,
sure.
And you're not going to know it.
Sure.
Know?
Well, let me just add to something because I think you hit on it. Creativity. that because of the cookie cutter nature of radio in general. And that's all it is. It's a bunch of guys. Yeah. Hey, you know what? I know what sells. I know what sells. So why don't we just do this the same way across all these formats? And like, dude, the other day I was flipping around radio just for giggles, and every single one of them were in commercials. They're all on the same clock. That nobody thinks outside of the box. It's all formulaic, and
that's so funny that you say that, because a mutual friend of ours was driving. He's a play-by-play announcer.
Yeah.
And he was coming back from a game and had a few hours drive. And he went through 17 minutes of just scrolling the dial, trying to find a song. And it was commercial, 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 commercial. Every station that was just in the commercial stop, say, you know. And I guess that's the way it times out sometimes. But, you know, I've always wondered why we don't charge more and play less commercials,
right.
And I'm sure there's a fine balance there that, you know, only, you know, not many people are going to be able to afford it if you can only, you know, if you only have 8 minutes of spots an hour or something.
But it's a formula, see, and that's there's no, when you have a formula and everybody's doing it, that's the opposite of creativity. And I think the reason why, not just alternatives, because if radio was still innovative and radio was still creative and you didn't have a bunch of selfish, self-interested corporatists in charge of radio, then they would foster out-of-the-box thinking. And the only place you can find out-of-the-box thinking, I mean, I'll point to Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan is where you go, and podcasting is where you go to find that creativity that radio used to foster. And frankly, I think that's what you're missing, what you miss from radio, because you're a creative guy.
Now, if I could just make money off that. And everybody's got a podcast, so it's pretty tough to do that, you know?
Well, I can guarantee you, dude, if you made a podcast for mechanics who like specialized simple breads.
No, I'm not near enough like that. No, I don't know enough. I'm a shade tree old school mechanic.
Dude, type. I'm just saying.
Not even at that great.
There are dudes out there who are like.
Yeah, I know, but there are I think, what, 8 million podcasts?
So?
And probably 10 of them make money.
Well, I know that that's not true, but I mean.
It's fun to be creative. It's fun to do stuff. It's fun to joke around like this on your podcast. But, you know, as far as making a living, it's a pretty tough go.
No, and you got to build an audience. But you never know, dude, until you try. Guys who call themselves, there's this one dude, the Fix It Dad or whatever, you know, I mean, you've probably seen these videos on YouTube and such where these dudes just had a little bit of know-how and they start sharing how-to videos and they get massive amounts of clicks just because they tried something out and like, hey, there's a market for this, right? So.
Oh yeah. I know it's possible.
Yeah, it's possible.
I also know the amount of work that it takes to be successful with that. So.
Well, and it's not what you're willing to do.
Yeah, which I don't know that I'm fully committed to doing, because it's really hard to do when you have a full-time gig.
I hear that. And you know what? You're talking to a guy who, you know, has how many, since I've known you, I've had no less than 2 jobs and normally 3.
Yeah.
So that's just, I know exactly what you're talking about, which can lead to a lot of burnout. Hey, look, I wanted to run a couple of headlines and see what your reactions were. The first one came from the Associated Press, and I know the folks, Sean was the guy that actually gave me this BS insight to those who say, hey, you know what? Because you're poor, that excuses you breaking the law and going out and robbing a place. Oh, poverty is what causes crime, which is insane. And Sean was the first one to call BS in my experience on that. And I think this headline is pretty much tantamount to the same thing. This is from the Associated Press. How immigrant workers in the U.S. have helped boost job growth and stave off a recession. Yeah. So
how exactly is that?
Well, they go through the article talking about how And of course, this is brought to you by the same people who said, well, illegal aliens aren't taking American jobs.
Sure.
as they're saying, hey, guess what? It's these illegal alien workers who have helped boost job growth and stave off the recession. Yeah, they're taking jobs and they're keeping without illegals, Sean. Our economy can't make it.
We've got a mutual friend that used to work at the station I work at, and he happened to be in town this week, and he lives in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And he is a, I think they call it resident alien. I'm not sure how that, you know, what the classification is, but they have legal status there in Mexico. They get, you know, some of the benefits and stuff like that. As far as their visa goes, but one of the conditions is they can't work, and you have to be self-supporting if you want that status, if you want to be able to live in Mexico and stay there legally.
You can't work. You have to bring in money from retirement from another country to sustain yourself inside of Mexico.
Yeah, you can't take a Mexican job.
Wow.
So and they're pretty strict about it because
I'll bet
he has become quite the photographer, and so he's, you know, been able to sell some stuff, but he has to do it kind of under the table. He can't really
on the sly
that stuff or anything like that, because even that is income, and you know that's potentially taking a job away. So it's just so funny that, you know, we seem to be the only country in the world that is letting these illegal aliens get away with this stuff, and I don't know why. I don't know why everybody just isn't outraged. It just is so strange to me how leftists can think like they do.
Well, dude,
how they don't see that, you know, the 7 million at least or whatever have come across the border that we know about. Is it making a horrible impact on the country?
It's over 12 million at this point, buddy. And you know what? And this is just complete gaslighting. This is the so-called journalistic operation. The Associated Press saying, oh, no. America just can't make it. We got to have all these illegal aliens equal to the size of 36 states combined. Coming into the country illegally. We need them. We can't make it without them because America sucks so badly, says the Associated Press. We need to import, of course, it's all BS. It's all gaslighting. And then, again, for me, the massive contradiction, the same left-wingers who said that illegal aliens aren't taking our jobs are now giving the illegal aliens credit for job growth in the United States. It's just insanity, man.
I know, it really is. And then what's even more insane is knowing who's coming across and not knowing who's getting away, because I think there's just this feeling growing, and maybe it's just in those of us who listen to conservative media, but I just get this feeling that we are headed for something real bad here in the United States. Very soon.
Well,
terrorist wise, you know,
dude, you had Christopher Wray saying hey, you know, this attack in Moscow, we're very afraid that it's going to happen here. Of course, he was saying it not these last 3 years because of Joe Biden's open borders. He was saying it because he wanted to pressure Congress to pass the FISA, the 702 FISA law, which, of course, as you know, has been abused by our government over 3 million times. They've proven they can't be trusted with this. So he sits silently on his ass for the last 3 years while Joe Biden ushers in 12 million illegal aliens, millions of them unvetted. And he's completely quiet about that. But now that he needs the authorization to spy on Americans and to do it without a warrant, now, all of a sudden, hey, look at the terrorist attack that is imminent now. I mean, it's tail wagging the dog. It's completely, I'm sorry, this government has shown that it is not trustworthy. It is not worthy of the American taxpayers' dollars or our trust. True?
Yeah. Yep. And I don't know. I hope it doesn't happen, but it sure does seem like it could easily happen. And
how can it not, like, dude? Come on, seriously? Yeah, how can it not?
We're headed that way.
Yeah, you'd have to be insane to say, oh yeah, sure, you can welcome in millions of illegal aliens and nobody is going, and none of them were criminals, none of them were narco-terrorists, none of them were radicalized Islamic fundamentalist terrorists, none of them were foreign military. You'd have to be completely insane to make that case, of course, which explains Democrats and frankly some Republicans like John Cornyn. Last headline I had for you, I just wanted you know, the Iranians, they say they retaliated, but they didn't retaliate. They've been waging a war on Israel, as you know, for decades. And and here they are because Israel hit one of their military bases they disguised as a consulate in Syria. Now they're sending a whole bunch of drones and missiles, and the bulk of them were intercepted by Iron Dome and by...
Right, I was going to say they tried.
Yeah.
I mean, that Iron Dome is one badass system, and then our pilots, RAF pilots, IDF pilots, and then, you know, I don't know who else was involved.
The Jordanians, man. The Jordanians shot down a lot of them.
And it's pretty kick-ass, because I don't think I heard of anything happening in Israel itself, any destruction or any of these things hitting.
There was one little girl that I heard took some shrapnel from an intercepted missile, and she took some. I'm not sure what her condition is, but she had to be taken to the hospital because, you know, it rained down on her and hurt her really bad.
But, you know, again, God dang it, man. We got to get this dude out of office. I mean, they wouldn't have had money for 300 drones and missiles if this ass crack hadn't have handed them all their oil money back.
Alan Dershowitz was on Newsmax over the weekend, and he says we should use this opportunity to unite Israel, the United States, the Western powers, and remove the Ayatollah and his mullahs from power. We got to do that. And I said, you know, Professor Dershowitz, who was a Democrat, by the way, and a Jew and a devout Jew, I said, sir, you don't get it. Obama and his regime have been facilitating billions into the Iranian economy just so they can do this kind of stuff.
Yeah. So, I don't get it. Yeah. I don't understand, man. And now, you know, Monday we're going to see all these boneheaded students and leftists all protesting and all that stuff. So,
yeah, got to give the terrorists a fighting chance, dude.
I'm again, like we talked about for the last 3 weeks, I think I'm just completely baffled by this whole thing, and I don't understand why the Jews are hated so much. I just don't get it.
It's not, dude. I think it's the Jews are a convenient scapegoat. It's Western civilization that is under attack, and once you recognize that it's Western civilization, our rights, our liberties, our freedoms, once you realize that's the target, once you realize that is the thing that they're trying to rip down, there's a phrase that encapsulates the way we have been living in the modern era with the Western world, the Western powers in control, the free world in control of trying to keep commerce open. They're trying to rip down that cooperative, that safety and security net the West has, and they're succeeding, courtesy of left-wingers, courtesy of the left, who wants to rip it all down because they view it as exploitative. And it like every other revolution of the left, whether it be Marxist or otherwise, it's happening right before our very eyes, man.
The thing I don't understand, and this is globally, and maybe this is because I am built for comfort, not built for speed, as the old song says.
Mm-hmm.
That if I'm in the Gaza Strip and I look across that wall there and through the concertina wire, and I see everybody having Starbucks and enjoying air conditioning and sitting outside and chatting and saving for vacations, why wouldn't you want that for your own country? You know, why would you sit there and look at and see that? Why, how do you think well, we've got to bring that down and make them like us. Why wouldn't you think we've got to be like them and make our country like that? I want to go to a Starbucks, you know? And then I was thinking the same thing of Haiti and the Dominican Republic. I mean, I know there's a mountain range between there on Hispaniola, but still, there's got to be enough crossover that the Haitians know how well the Dominicans live. Why wouldn't you want that? And I, even in Mexico, I was driving along and going through El Paso, and right on the highway, you know, you got Mexico on one side, and you're in the United States on I-20, I think it is. And I'm looking at, there's a Topgolf and one of those parachute, they're not parachute, but you know, you go in, they got the wind tunnels and you can act like you're parachuting.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I forget what they call those. So anyway, they got all these incredible entertainment facilities built right along the highway and looking into Mexico. And, you know, why would the Mexicans not see that and go, well, dang it, I want a Topgolf.
They,
you know,
here's the dirty little secret.
Why do I have to sneak across the border to go into Topgolf? Why don't we have our own freaking Topgolf?
Dude, the people want it. It's the individuals who try to exploit populations for their own power and their own ability to control. Yeah. That's what ruins entire civilizations, where they be the totalitarian mullahs and the Ayatollah Khomeini, whether it be communist China's ruling class, and whether it be, frankly, the left in this country that see everything that we've built here in this country and want to rip it all down. It is a mechanism of those who seek to control others. And that's the reason why. I think there's a lot of people that want that kind of stuff. They're thwarted by people in power that have seized power and put institutions in place to maintain that control and that power. Plus, don't forget, and I'm not trying to slam you or anything, but as we bring our conversation full circle, some people just don't want to invest that kind of time. You know, as you were saying, it's risky to do that kind of stuff, and some people just don't have it in their DNA to do it. And right. That I think a lot of the world's populations who have never breathed free, what difference is it to them? You know, this is their normal. They don't aspire.
Yeah, but most of the places who've never breathed free at least are familiar with the freedom.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I don't know why that wouldn't spark the flame to make freedom grow. I just don't. No, I
well,
don't understand.
Here in America, I think we suffer from that complacency. We have the freedom, and we're not, as evidenced by the FISA vote, as evidenced by the shrubs we have elected in office. I don't think that we have the wherewithal anymore to stand up and say, to do what it takes to preserve this way of freedom of ours. I don't think we have what it takes anymore.
Not bad enough yet, I guess.
Not bad enough. That's true. Buddy, hey, always appreciate the visit. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, peace.
And a happy belated birthday, by the way.
Yeah, thank you.
That's going to wrap up this edition of the Salcedo Storm podcast. Folks, if you would do me a favor and visit a couple of websites. The first one is TexasScorecard.com. That's where you go to find out all the happenings in the great state of Texas, how it impacts the state of Texas itself and the states beyond Texas. Also, check out ChrisSalcedo.com. That's where you find me, the Chris Salcedo Shows, on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas, simulcast on Newsmax 2 and Getter and Rumble, and then, of course, the Newsmax television show Monday through Friday, 4 o'clock in the afternoon until 5 Eastern. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. Society's worth not measured by how much power is stolen by government. It's measured by how much power is reserved for you and me. We, the people. Stay vigilant out there, my friends.